You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So yesterday, Labour launched their election campaign at Auckland Town Hall. Producer Sam Smith has more.
Yesterday afternoon, Labour launched their 2017 election campaign amidst much fanfare. The party attracted over 2,000 supporters to the Auckland Town Hall, packing out the main hall as well as the banquet hall and Kew Theatre. Queues to attend the launch stretched down Queen Street and people were turned away. The main attraction, new leader Jacinda Ardern. Things kicked off with Holly Smith, backed by a choir of children giving her rendition of the Herbs classic, Sensitive to a Smile. Big guns were rolled out for this event, with former PM Helen Clark in attendance and Don McGlashan speaking.
So at this moment, do we opt for business as usual, or do we put down a marker for our children and our grandchildren? A marker that says, this is the kind of country that we want. A country that fights inequality, a country where all can flourish, a country that values people over things. That's the kind of country I want to live in, and that's why I'll be voting Labour in a few weeks' time.
Thank you. Despite the big names, it was clear from the outset who people were here to see, with so-called Jacinda Mania in full effect. A buzz was in the air as Jacinda took to the stage, and the new leader oozed star quality and stage presence as she outlined her party's vision for New Zealand.
We know that she's totally up for it and that we are totally behind her, so please welcome the leader of the Labour Party and the next Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
Ardern's speech was very much message-oriented as she tried to get Labour's key policy areas out in the most simplest way possible using key buzzwords. This started off with climate change.
We will take climate change seriously because my government will be driven by principle, not expediency, and opportunity, not fear. And there is an opportunity that we can turn into our advantage and reshape our identity. It is a transition that can and must be made, and it is a transition that can and must be just. This is my generation's nuclear-free moment, and I am determined we will tackle it head on.
Child poverty was also on the agenda, with the announcement that Labour would make changes to the Public Finance Act, so each year the public would be told how many children have been lifted out of poverty.
The measure that bothers me the most. We have nearly 300,000 kids living in poverty. I want economic success to feel real, and it won't feel like anything but faint praise until it feels real for all New Zealanders. That is why the markers of success have to change, and I am starting with kids. Under Labour, we will change the Public Finance Act so that every budget, you don't just hear about surpluses and deficits, you will hear about how many kids we have lifted out of poverty.
And finally, housing was touched on, something Jacinda said was a right.
Housing affects everything. There is nothing more basic than having a roof over your head. That is why a warm, dry, decent home is a right. I want to say that again. A home is a right. I do not accept that young people, our teachers, and our nurses should give up on owning a home.
It is definitely clear from yesterday that this is a different Labour Party from a few weeks ago. This is an energised party, a confident party. They believe they can win, and the excitement on show from the party faithful is evidence of that. Whether this newfound faith and Jacinda Mania can translate across to undecided voters, and perhaps even win some national voters over, remains to be seen. However, you can be assured that Labour are now in a far better position than they were, which makes for an interesting few weeks to come. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM News.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.